Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Dream Freedom Beauty Podcast. I'm your hostess, Natalie Ross, and this week's episode features two amazing women who are doing really great work around reconnecting people with the elements, with nature spirits, and with their ancestors. And today we're going to talk a little bit about what they're bringing into the world and in relation to those topics. And we're also going to do a Contumbly voice divination. So if you've heard this podcast, if you've listened to our show before, you might have heard some of the other episodes featuring Liv Wheeler and the Contumbly. And so Liv is one of the wonderful ladies today. And the other one is Dr. Kat Coder with their sacred elemental wisdom information and knowledge that they are coming forth to share with you and help you reconnect with your relationship with the elements and with the spirits of nature. And I want to give a great big huge thank you to our newest Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Stephanie Bell, to Amy Bogard, to Shum, no idea how to pronounce that. So I'm sorry if I totally said it wrong. To Pocket Charles and to Natalie. I am so grateful for your support for this show and I'm really just want to extend a huge thank you to you. And listeners, if you find you have gotten value, support, validation, whatever it is that, you know, serves you on a deep nurturing level from listening to this show, I invite you to go check out patreon.com/dreamfreedombeauty, where you can show us a little love and help us finance this whole operation here. This is just like public radio, except I'm not stepping in every 5 minutes saying, hey, this public radio drive, you know, just here at the beginning, maybe at the end. And if you feel so called to do so, then I welcome your support, even $1 a month, with immense, huge, just bountiful, radiant gratitude. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the other side. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kat Coder and Liv Wheeler. So awesome to get you both on here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Kat, would you like to lead us and our listeners on an invocation to get present, to get back to now, back in our bodies, so we can attuned to this conversation?
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'd love to. So just where you are, allowing yourself, if you would like to attune to your breath, inviting yourself to notice how your body is inhaling and how your body is exhaling. And just attuning for a moment to the rhythm of your inhale and your exhale. Noticing what that feels like. Perhaps. Just allowing yourself to experience how supportive your body is. How it keeps you going, helps you stay connected. Just noticing what happens, perhaps to your thoughts, as you settle into your body more. Noticing any sensations arising, and the body itself. And just returning your awareness back to your breath as much as you would like to. In this moment, if you'd like to set an intention for yourself, something you'd like to experience, receive, or share. Knowing that right now, wherever you are, you're listening to this with a whole community of others listening as well. And when you feel ready, returning your energy perhaps back outward into listening and receiving what will be shared today.
Thank you, Kat. That's so... I always love the invocations.
Yeah. It's nice to be gentle with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how it only takes a moment to... I mean, you to just give yourself that space to step back into yourself, to be present, and to focus on what really matters.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thankfully, it can only take a moment.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm going to invite the listeners to listen to that whenever they need to get back into their present state. And there's invocations at the beginning of all these podcasts. So, you know, like there's so much guidance for that. For everyone, it doesn't have to take you 4 months to get it.
No,
I love that.
No, it doesn't. That's wonderful that you do that for your listeners too.
You know, and it's, you know, I gotta admit, it's a little selfish because I'm like, I just love hearing other people's methods, and we all have so much to share and learn, and it's so, it's just, it's like a little moment of luxury.
It is, right? It is a moment of luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like taking a warm bath. You're like, oh, so good.
So simple. So simple. Right?
Yeah. I like that. Luxuriating.
Right? It doesn't have to cost a lot of money or time to luxuriate.
Mm-hmm. No. No, no. Invocations could now be called luxury or luxuriating, that you're going to be doing a luxuriation at the beginning of a call.
Oh my gosh, yes. Luxuriations.
Yeah.
Luxuriations, yes.
Sounds clinical.
I know, right?
I'm going to luxuriate you right now.
We'll stick with invocation.
Luxury version. This is a first class invocation.
Yeah, totally.
Five stars. Yes.
Five stars. Only the best. Only the best for all of us. Oh gosh, whenever I know, so it's the first time having Kat on the show, but when Liv and I, whenever we get together, it's just like laugh fest.
I know, we just laugh the whole time.
It's so silly.
We laugh the whole time.
I know. It's so funny.
It's fun.
Oh my God. And for the next 40 minutes,
we're going to laugh. It's going to turn into laughing yoga.
Actually, it could be the most healing podcast yet, you know?
I know, right?
Maybe we'll do that for the secret episode. Just laugh all day.
Just laugh the whole time.
Oh my gosh. I love it. So I've got you all on the show because you're doing something that is super interesting and unique. And I mean, you know, there's more and more people teaching these sort of similar things popping up around. And I think that there's plenty more for more people to be teaching this even. Mm-hmm. But y'all are opening a school, an online school that also has some in-person opportunities to meet up, if I'm not mistaken, about mm-hmm. sacred elemental wisdom. So like, what sacred elemental wisdom? What is this? What? Yeah. Can you?
You're really cute.
And now for 10 more minutes of laughing.
I know. Mysterious substance. What is this?
Where did you find this?
Oh my gosh. Kat, do you want to say something? I'll follow you up.
You'll follow up with laughs.
Well, you'll just
laugh. I know, I'll just laugh.
She'll be laughing in the background.
Perfect.
You know, it's so funny, the elemental wisdom, because Liv and I have spoken about this before, but it's really how we met. And so our journey together has always involved the elements. And in a way, coming together like this has been the most natural thing. And for each of us, we have our own unique path to how we got to elemental wisdom. For me, the call was really around going back to the fundamentals. You know, I think there's so many wisdom teachings out there. And I don't know if it's because I'm a Scorpio or what my problem is. Just kidding. But it was sort of like when I felt into it for myself and my journey and my path, it was like, okay, well, if we keep going back, go back, go back, go back, go back in time and human history and spirituality and connectedness, like, where am I landing? And I landed in the elements. I was like, oh, well, we could start here. Mm-hmm. This is the foundation that most everything else came from. So not in one tradition, you know, not in just Asian societies, not in just African, almost every single tradition goes back to the elements. And maybe it's just like, it just felt really important to begin at the beginning. Mm. And I feel like that was part of what motivated me. And also just this, you know, when you get to the place of just wanting to connect and wanting to feel this deeper root and just have this like immense reverence for the earth, it's almost like, what better way to revere, what better way to devote oneself, you know, to this home planet that we're living on, and even our bodies are, I mean, our bodies are the elements, you know. Mm-hmm. So it just felt like, is in a way, maybe it's not only feminine, but this very like deeply feminine orientation towards love and connection and respect and wanting to devote myself to something that felt so fundamental. So I think and then just receiving the teaching of the elements over and over again, and how magnificent they are as teachers.
Interesting. Okay, so there's so many different systems of elements, and everything from, you know, the hydrogen that was produced moments after the Big Bang, that, you know, like, we have hydrogen atoms hanging around that are as old as the universe, to all the way to, like, the Chinese five elements, to the elementals and devas of, you know, nature spirit realms. Like, what kind of, so can you kind of give us a picture of what elements y'all are, what approach you're taking in when you say elemental wisdom, and because it, I think I can see how it makes sense, but to get more specific.
That's a great question. I would love to speak to that.
Step right up. And also, if anyone wants to fact check, you know, I want to know how much of the hydrogen around today in our Earth, in our atmosphere, and in our Earth, and how much of the hydrogen in our solar system is actually from the Big Bang. Like, that's, I mean, that's pretty nuts if you think about that. But okay, Liv, it's you.
Wait, will you say that last part one more time,
Liv? Well, like, if you think about the Big Bang, you know, really soon after that, hydrogen was the first element formed. And how much of that original hydrogen is still hanging out in our world right now? Like, how much of that ancient element are we in contact with?
That's something. That's something.
Record keeper.
Yeah. Right.
So something I wanted to say at first, after Kat was communicating about her call to this creation, and how she was mentioning, you know, that's initially how we came together. And when I was listening to her speak, and when I was feeling into it, there was a sense that I had that it was actually the elements that brought us together. And it was the elements that brought us together, and that's what I would like to illuminate, is they are so alive and they're so dynamic. And, you know, I feel like something that we almost fall into as humans is we think we just know. And I believe that we don't know. And that's part of my love of work with spirit, with the elements, is that I believe that they see things that we are yet to see or know or discover. I believe that we actually know so little. And so, so when I was, like I mentioned, when Kat was speaking and I was sensing into it, it was just like, oh, the elements brought us together. How cool is that? And they brought us together for a reason. And I love Kat, and she's my dear friend, and we have like a great friendship and all of that. And also there's like whole other dimensions to us coming together too, that I feel like is being revealed as, especially now. And so, you know, to answer the question, what elements are we working with? Well, we're working with fire, and we're working with nature, and we're working with earth, water, and air. and within any of those elements, I mean, right now I'm sitting in Washington, and I'm looking outside, and I'm looking at the trees, and I think about this, and I talk about this sometimes, but I do believe that any single one of those trees, being in the realm of nature, if I were to, let's say, spend a day with that tree, particularly going into ritual space, meaning I'm connecting with its spirit, I believe that tree could school me, really, you know, and would probably school me. And that's probably a good thing, you know? It's an elemental school, right? Mm-hmm. In some ways, we'll be schooled by the elements. And so yeah, that's part of my passion and my love about this is they're so, well, it's a multidimensional school. You know, a lot of us, I believe, maybe are all of us multidimensional beings? I'm not sure. Maybe as human beings, maybe everybody's a multidimensional being. I'm not sure. But I believe that multidimensional human beings almost require a multidimensional schooling. We didn't get that. We got like a flat schooling, right?
Yeah.
Flat. And we're multidimensional beings, and we require that multidimensionality in order for the fullness of our being to, whoosh, you know, grow the branches that it's wanting to. And so a lot of it, as I, you know, as we're kind of in this immersion of the process of the school coming into fruition, I find myself feeling into the multidimensionality of it a lot because, yeah. I feel us as multidimensional beings, we need that, you know, we need that. And so, you know, yeah, I guess that's what I want to say.
How did you two meet? Just if you have a quick story on that, because I'm curious.
How did we meet, Kat?
We, you know, we have to really thank Maladoma for that. Yeah, because I, you know, it happens to me sometimes, but I can't say it happens to me all the time that I listen to someone speak and I burst into tears, just out of the truth that I feel like is being spoken and how much it reflects this inner dimension of my soul that I couldn't even put words to. And I had that experience with Maladoma. So I became, connected to his work and you know, he, through his community, and his people steered me towards Liv because I had moved from New York to San Francisco. And that's how we got connected. Liv was through that community. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had like, oh, I've got to work with Maladoma. And he was totally unavailable. And they said, well, you can work with these two wonderful women. And I was like, great, let's do it. So our initial meeting was all around elemental initiations. Mm-hmm. This is an elemental ritual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we met.
Cool. And for listeners, that's Maladoma Somme, who's, there's several books he's written that you can read and learn more about him. And that's, so that kind of actually leads us into something about lineages. Do y'all want to talk about lineages, or do you want to step a little more into what you're doing with this school?
Kat, do you want to start that out? I'm happy to speak about it. Yeah, I'm basically kind of being respectful.
You know, let's put a bookmark there, and let's say, because it's interesting that Liv, you've been trained under Maladoma, and Kat, you and Liv met through Maladoma. So I mean, it's clearly you've been brought together by the elementals and by the Kintomble and by the all of these spirit beings working. Yeah. To just like connect us people who are like, oh my gosh, we're meant to work together and do this work. And we're meant to reawaken these parts of us that were totally shut down because we just didn't have the space and the attention that was required for us to know these parts of ourselves. So in your school, what, you know, because there's so much. I'm like, where do we go?
There's already a place that's like coming into my heart right now. Communicate is there's, I'm just going to be pretty bold, you know, I've been more conscious of the sensation in the past few days there's a sensation that I get that it feels like the heart is beating really fast. You know, like it's that like clock is ticking kind of energy. And when I like feel into it more deeply, like what is that clock tick? You know, because I have that sense a lot, and that's a sense that I get from spirit often, frequently. I don't usually talk about it because it can be anxiety producing for people. So what's the point in talking about it? But it is what I experience, and I experience it fairly frequently. I'm aware of what my heartbeat feels like and what the experience of it is. And then there's a different heartbeat that I feel. And when I sense in more deeply is like, what is that? The clock is ticking. It's the heartbeat of the earth. I believe that like heartbeat is becoming more rapid. And in some ways, like I have a hard time even being calm talking about this because, you know, like because I'll feel spirit get, you know, fairly strong. And, you know, we're talking about the earth. We're talking about the elements are of the earth, obviously. And we're talking about women, you know, we're talking about women coming together and remembering the medicine. I have this belief or this feeling that we all incarnated into this world with a, maybe you could say a destiny, a reason why we came here. And I do believe, it is my strong belief, that each and every person's destiny is intended to benefit the earth. Otherwise, why would we come here? We're taking up space. Otherwise, if we're not here to benefit the earth, this is where we live. This is our home. If we're not taking care of it, right? And so yeah, it's a strong sensation that comes in when I start to, you know, feel and sense into this this energy, this, you know, what is the potential impact of women sincerely coming together in a truly supportive way, not competitive, truly supportive with each other, with the elements? What is the potential impact when a group of women comes together, truly supporting each other and also being in service to the earth? What is that potential impact?
Interesting. So Liv, do you know about the Schumann resonance?
I've heard of that.
It's they call it the heartbeat of the earth, and it's been accelerating to the highest frequencies in recorded history lately.
I feel that. Yeah, and so I really feel that.
Yeah. And that's funny how your heartbeat has, well, it's not funny, but I think that's, you know, when you're attuned to your body, you can sense the greater environment, what's going on, because it does reflect that.
Right. And then, you know, in speaking with people straight across the board, particularly in this country, maybe in other countries too, I'm not sure. This is the majority of the people that I talk to are in this country. I hear about anxiety so much.
Yes.
Like people's hearts like, you know, almost more often than not. Mm-hmm. And I wonder about that. What if that is actually linked to the earth? Like, what if our dun 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 dun, you know, our heartbeat that is like, oh, maybe I'm just uncomfortable around people, or maybe, you know, what if it's actually reflective of the earth, actually?
Mm-hmm. Well, and just reflexively, if I could add to that, I feel like so much of the work that people that are working with me need is grounding. It's like that reflexive move. It's sort of the earth is amping up, and maybe the vibration of the earth is really shifting, perhaps. And then how can we stay here?
Stay with it, like ride the wave.
Yeah.
Surf it.
Exactly. And it requires like a much deeper commitment to down. Mm. And grounding and settling and connecting. It's a new, I mean, for people who are energetically sensitive, it's it's a must. So, interesting.
And I can reflect that because I've been, you know, as a sensitive person, I was a mess until I had a regular grounding practice, until I had a regular practice for clearing all of those man-made shoulds that kept me from attuning to the natural rhythms that my body's like meant to attune to. And so, because when you feel like, I it's just my thought that a lot of this anxiety is because you feel like you're supposed to be one thing, but you're actually another. And what you actually are is this expression of nature. And then all those shoulds are in direct opposition. So you have this like fighting, these fighting forces that are at odds with one another. And that, of course, is going to produce like this like crazy energy, this like anxiety, anxious energy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm getting all inspired by this. I'm like, yes. And I would add to yes. I'm anxious. No. I'm just kidding. I'm not really anxious right now. But inspired. But in what you were saying too, also Kat, and that we're talking about the grounding energy too, is it's kind of, you know, what our school is reminding us about is how do you work with the elements to, in a way, also to bring about balance. You know, it's like we've experienced as modern humans the, like you were saying too, Natalie, the complete isolation. It's almost like separation chambers, the cubicles, you know, this like these really cold realities that seem fairly normal in the modern culture, which are like terribly isolating. And it seems the medicine of now is like connection, you know, connection with other good-hearted souls, connection with nature, it's connection. You know, we've gotten so disconnected. Medicine is connection. And how do we work in tandem with or in relationship with the elements to also bring about that healing, where perhaps we go through much of our lives feeling completely ungrounded, like what Kat is speaking about. And oftentimes that does happen a lot, you know, interestingly enough, in like spiritual communities too, is that's like a characteristic, you know, that's noticed a lot, is not able to ground or not feeling grounded for various reasons. But anyway, and so what about, you know, what would happen or what could happen when you're deeply, when you're going into a ritual space? Okay, so think about this. If you are to go, a lot of people have this experience. If they're feel, let's say they live in the city and, you know, you get stressed, you get tired, you get whatever, you have your experience. And a lot of people have this experience. They go for a hike in nature and what happens? You feel rejuvenated, you feel clearer, you feel more inspired, you feel, well, what's happened? I mean, there's probably all this, you know, you could speak to like physical chemistry in your body, but what's also happened? You've been like brushing up against all these like nature spirits that have produced about some sort of healing in you. Well, that's really powerful. Now, what happens when you actually go intentionally into ritual space like that, meaning you're really deeply connecting with these spirits very intentionally and very respectfully, and you're feeding the spirit that's doctoring you, basically. I mean, that's what happens. You could say it's like a mild doctoring. You got a little bit doctored, you know, by going for that hike, right? Mild. You got a little bit doctored. And so, you know, that grounding, what Kat is talking about, you know, what happens? Maybe if you're connecting with an old tree and those deep roots, but going into ritual space like that, what happens? And could that actually have a lasting impact?
Yeah. Well, I think what's so incredible is the potential is it's just limitless. There's no end. There's no end to the teachings. There's no end to the healing. There's no end to that feeling of connectedness. And it's what's wired into us already. We, our DNA, the way that our cells are structured, the way that our blood moves around, the way that our bodies have been designed, it's that the wiring is all there. And so to then be intentional and conscious about saying yes to that connection, to that capacity, it opens up worlds. I mean, worlds beyond worlds. And the gifts that come are endless. And for me, it just initiates this beautiful cycle of devotion and humility and gratitude. And, you know, it's like, I feel so thankful for all that I receive, and there's nothing that I would want more than to sit with someone wiser than I am, you know, and that someone very well could be an element, very well could be a tree, very well could be a flower, very well could be a bud on a tree. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of people in Western society feel really alone. They, like you were talking about, Liv, the disconnectedness. They felt they didn't feel at home in their families. They didn't feel at home in school. They didn't feel at home amongst people around them. And that's a really disorienting and potentially traumatizing experience. And so to be able to go back to something that is so natural, you know, we are nature, to be initiated back into who and what we actually are is, I would say it's necessary. It's critical, like, to remember. And we all come in with these gifts, with so much to offer. And for me, what I would cry about or lament is how our disconnectedness in society is preventing people from offering their gifts.
Bam.
They never realize what they are. Mm-hmm. And that is the worst possible outcome. You know, we all have so much to give. And what I love about having been a part of this work and been on the receiving end, and then what Liv and I are doing, it's like, it's time. It is time for us to have that support, to have that spaciousness, to have that nourishment, so that we can bring what's inside of us, deep inside of our souls and ourselves and our bodies into the world. Because it's like, we need it. We need everyone's medicine right now.
Mm-hmm. I would say too, I love that because, I don't know, maybe I have a little bit of a different spiritual view than most people, but it's almost not even like a need. I don't know. It's because I feel like that wording itself, that language itself says that something's wrong. And at the root, I feel like what we are doing as humans is pushing ourselves to the edges of disconnect to see how far we can take it before we're abandoned by spirit. And that's not to say that I like what we're doing, but just when I tune in and ask, why is this stuff happening? It's like, this is like the cosmic consciousness getting off on how far it can take itself before it, like how far can you go? Almost like a rebelling teenager, like how far can you go? Mm-hmm. And so it's on that spectrum, like, I just want to just be clear that, I don't approve of all the crazy shit that's terrible that goes down, but I feel like it's part of cosmic consciousness experiencing mm-hmm. itself. But at the same time, there's what the sad thing is when I look at this is that people feel like their gifts aren't valuable and that mm-hmm. that it's there's that the disvaluing of what you are. It, like we're also able to go in the other direction yeah. from that pushing like the rebelling teenager to the like how far can you go? Like you said, it's endless. Like once you tap into your gifts and how valuable they truly are and how connected you are with the earth and the elements and the all of nature and with your spirit beyond your little small self into the bigger self, it's like how instead of how disconnected can you go, like how connected can you go? And it's like all these different options that you can play in, and it mm-hmm. and it's like why not, like that's really freaking fun. I mean like
that's a good party.
right like no one parties like a flower.
Like a whole field of flowers.
Right? Like that's incredible. So how far connected are you willing to go, and what does that look like? And part of what has been kind of lost yeah. through recent generations is that nature connection and these sorts of teachings and space that you're bringing forward for people to look yes. inwards and see that they are connected to all of this outwards and use this as yes. tools and community.
I feel, I guess, spirit, the way they work with me, they'll start putting visions in my head, and I keep seeing visions of right angles. And so I like, I'm seeing visions of right angles because, like, how does it feel to have a right angle in our body, you know? How does it feel to have a right angle in our body? Or for those who have experienced different structural spaces, actual spaces, you know, you hear a lot of times people speak about structures that are created simply with right angles in contrast to organic structures. Like the organic structure, the earth home or something like that, feeling like a world's difference. And I think about I'm thinking about the organic structure being more of an expression of our medicine. And I'm thinking about the right angle being something that has been kind of instilled, almost, I want to say, inflicted upon us. And how does that feel? You know, how does it feel as women right now? Because now we're talking about women, because this is women that are gathering for this. How does it feel as a woman to see a line appear on your face? How does that feel? And if that doesn't feel natural and like some beautiful expression, have we been too conditioned by the right angle?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Have we been too conditioned by that right angle? Like, and can we as women inhale back the power of the lines that grow on our face? Because they're quite beautiful, you know? We've just been conditioned to think otherwise, and that's not a different conversation than the conversation of us as women coming together, reigniting our connection with the elements, you know, coming together again around the fire, not as opponents. We are not opponents by nature. Women are not opponents by nature. We have been conditioned to be opponents. And Kat and I, you know, created a video where that was talked about as basically to like going beyond competition. And I was personally really surprised by the feedback that I heard by that. And I thought, well, shit, this is really a thing that would elicit such feedback. This is something that women really are steadily experiencing, is feeling like women are cutting each other up, you know? And, you know, that's something I love so much about coming together with you both. It is so evident that it's a really, really supportive, beautiful experience as us coming together as women. We love each other. We care about each other. We support each other truly. You know, this is really Can we mend that? Can we come together in our relationship with the elements and our relationship with each other? And can that be mended to remember that we are truly sisters, and by being sisters, we are here to support each other, and that the lines or the cracks that grow on our face are, in fact, beautiful. You know, it's all part of the same conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thank you so much for what you're putting it so poetically and beautifully, Liv. It's extraordinary. Thank you. Natalie, as you're talking about how consciousness is pushing the envelope towards disconnection, I think there's this little piece in there around right now, just the societal movements around imaging, mm-hmm. The glossiness of everything. Sometimes I'll see one of these snippets from a television program in the 70s or the 80s and how people look normal.
Right.
Normal bodies, you know, normal hair. And it's somehow within my lifetime, certainly we've gotten to this place of just these like movements towards what's considered perfection. Mm-hmm. And as, you know, as determined by society. And I feel like there are a lot of people and women especially that are feeling this pressure around I can't bring my gifts into the world because they don't look like that. Mm. It's not that, it's not as pretty, it's not as finished, it's not as polished, it's not as perfect. And that there's something vital being lost there from this pressure of society. And one of the things I love about working with the earth and the elementals, it's messy. It's messy. There's so much permission being given to just fall into that space of just organic. And whatever that is and whatever that feels like. And that permission is so necessary right now to feel that. Like, yes, that's okay. Get dirty.
I love that. Can we just say right now, right here, everybody listening has 100,000% permission to get real, get dirty, let your hair down, get muddy, whatever. What is it? You have our permission, you have all their permission. Give yourself permission, whatever it takes.
Yes.
Right. And so something like this, I think the competitiveness is such a big part of the disconnect, because at the root of that is some sort of belief about lack. But but when you look at nature and when you reconnect with the elements, you discover true abundance. You're like, whoa, this lack story is made up, and we bought that story and we accepted that story, but actually it's not what's up.
Total BS.
Right.
And that's why, when Liv and I we just stayed in on our school for probably 14 months, and we were both kind of called to go through different initiations before it launched, and all these kinds of things, crazy things happen. But one of the things that we were really feeling into is sort of like, which elements are we going to represent? Which ones want to be present? Yeah. And one of the elements that came through, actually, the Daggerin system, was the nature element. And that's not really common in Western elemental work, but I feel like this nature element wanted to be present because it's all about abundance. Mm-hmm. And it's like that philosophy, that teaching, that wisdom tradition around abundance was like, no, I have to be there. I'm very important right now.
Wow. Cool. Tell us more. Tell us more about how you chose these different elements, what they are in this school, and then about what they've each kind of spoken to you so far about.
I have to say first that we did initiate a group of women last year into three of the elements, fire, water, and earth. And so we had this experience of taking a group of women through that process, and both of our minds were kind of blown. My circuits were blown for like a good week. and we're still sort of like, wow, whoa, what happened? It was really extremely powerful. And both of us had come from different transformative traditions and plant medicine work and all this other stuff. So we just were very humbled by that. And initially, of course, each of the elements has its different teachings. And we also believe that each person has their own unique relationship to the elements. And so what it means, what an element means, and what it teaches for each person can be very different. But obviously, fire tends to be around transformation. Transformation alchemy is the only element that humans can create.
Cool.
Right? So it's like, it's kind of our most like human element in a sense. And obviously the warmth of the fire, and for a lot of traditions represents spirit, right? Because it's that place of total transformation. And water, I mean, the element of water, I love what Maladoma says about water. Water always finds a way. Mm-hmm. If you look at these canyons that are millions of years old, you know, and water has carved out this incredible expanse and beauty. And so there's this power of water that can be either very subtle or extreme, right? So water has this ability also of transformation. It's very aligned with healing, right? Like the sense of the waters that help things move through and help us with purification and release, and you know, the water that gives life, you know, it's, we baptize people with water, you know, it's this blessing. And earth, I mean, that the home, groundedness, support, nourishment, really being able to receive, you know, and some of the elements are considered more masculine, some are more feminine. Earth would be more of a feminine element, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, Pachamama, right? So that mother, mater, right? So so all the elements have their, you know, their different frequencies. Air is interesting because it's, people have considered air, I mean, it's about spaciousness. It's also about the winds, different kinds of winds. So different traditions have teachings around the winds from the west, the winds from the south, you know, what those all mean. Mm-hmm. But the vastness of air, and air is also this element that it's very intimate. It's always touching us. Mm-hmm. So it's this like connectedness that we always have to this element that's extremely subtle. Air is associated with the mental space, kind of thinking and cognition and things like that. And, you know, air can also move very slowly. It can move very quickly. You know, it has so much flexibility. And just, I always, with air, I always get this image of being on the mountaintop and just like feeling the winds moving through and feeling what it's like to have air purify and move energies and clear things out. Right? Like the Oya energy, you know, from Ifa, you know, when you really want to make some serious changes, you call her in because she's going to level everything, you know, the air, tornado, hurricane, and like just move everything out and you start from scratch. So, you know, the nature element is newer to me in a sense, coming from the Dagaran tradition, but it's, I mean, if you look around, I mean, the abundance of nature, how nature creates, you know, with no second thought about whether that's difficult or painful, or it just creates. It's just constantly creating and creating more and more and more. And then, and all the wisdom of the cycles, right? Death, rebirth. And, you know, so it's all, for me, that's all included in the nature element and the wisdom of how things grow and how things die and how things are, you know, what's reborn and how it's reborn. And, you know, that's such an important teaching for us too, because we have such a fear of death. Mm-hmm. We don't want to embrace dying, but nature can help us with that.
Mm. Ah, beautiful. Thank you.
My two cents.
A beautiful two cents. It is a beautiful worth every penny.
All two of them. All two pennies.
Wonderful. Liv, do you want to add anything, or do you all want to, or do you want to jump into some talking with the Contumble, and what do we want to talk with them about? What's next?
What's next? Turn the page. Yeah. Thank you so much, Kat, for sharing that beauty, wisdom. And I think we could talk to the Contumble if you both feel ready and up for that. And yeah. That is also, you know, what Kat and I are doing together in our school, is that, you know, yes, we're going to be, it's very dynamic. Clearly there's all these kind of dynamic energies, and there's teaching, and there's reminding, or there's remembering rather. And there's, you know, this kind of multidimensionality, and there's all these different ways or expressions of spirit communicating directly to us, and which is obviously very dynamic as well. And that's what we'll experience here in a moment.
Okay, so now for our next act. So we're gonna actually go into some ritual space here and talk to the Contumble, with the Contumble, these nature spirits, who, if you're a longtime listener of the show, longtime listener, first time callers, welcome. But we're, you know, you will have heard the Contumble before, and if you're not, well, and if you like this a lot, if you dig this, then I invite you to check out the other episodes with Liv, because they're really interesting and powerful. And so we're going to go into this ritual space today and ask them a couple questions. And before we do this, something that's really important is making offerings. And we've talked about this before, and this is a sort of ongoing topic that Liv and I have undertaken on the show, is talking about offerings to ancestors, offerings to nature spirits, offerings to Contumble, offerings to what, like making physical offerings of food and drink, incense, things like this. And so before we begin this this ritual conversation that we're going to have, I want to invite my listeners, I want to invite you to hit pause in a minute. Just keep listening, though. Not right now. Hit pause. but go, if you are capable of doing this at the moment, or if you're even having a bite of food while you're eating, just cut a bite off and offer it to the spirit, the Contumble, or go to your kitchen and fill a bowl with honey and treats and sweets, or pour a cup of wine for the Contumble, or pour something for your ancestors. Make some sort of offerings for this specific moment, and then ask for guidance on how you're meant to be making offerings on a more regular basis. What's your unique approach? And so, Liv, do you want to add anything to this offerings before they hit pause and go make a fun little offering?
I'll say a quick little something. The other day I was crossing the river via car ferry here in Washington, basically the Columbia River, and was paying the toll, you know, Each time I crossed the river, I was paying a toll in dollars, obviously. And it got me thinking about, what if every time we were paying a toll, we were making an offering, rather? Mm. And then Kat and I, we both lived in the San Francisco Bay Area for quite a while. And then my imagining just continued. And I thought, what if, even take the Bay Bridge, for example, and what if just one day out of time was devoted to the spirits, to the water spirits, for example, or even, no, I'll stay focused on the water spirits. And let's say, you know, rather than, you know, you pay the toll, whatever it is now, $5, and you're crossing, you're in traffic and you're stressed out. But rather than that, maybe even you just like pull over to the side of the road. And even if that offering is a prayer to the water, I thought to myself, how many people cross that bridge in one day? What if in one day's time, all those people made offerings to the water spirits?
Wow.
What if? And what's possible? You know, so I appreciate you bringing this into our consciousness, Natalie. What's possible? You know, what's possible? What's possible? I wonder.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you. And that's a great example of how your attention and a prayer and love can be an offering. Or sometimes I like to pick flowers from my garden with their permission, of course. And
yeah, they're like, I didn't say you could take me.
Well, I have a lot of flowers and I ask them, like, who wants to go float down my lake? Because I have a lake across the street. And so I make flower offerings and the ones who want to go get to go. And they're beautiful, and it's like there's so many ways you can make offerings. It's a fun hobby.
Okay, well, they're about to jump into my body.
Okay, let's do it. So everyone, hit pause. So
like, and go. They just like dove into me. I'm like, okay, I think we're ready to go.
Okay, hit pause, everybody.
Okay,
and welcome back. Okay.
So let's see, Kat, do you want to ask a question to the Kuntumbe?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. Feeling into this question around what does it mean for a woman to bring her medicine forward?
At first they were showing me like cactus or cacti, and I was like, where are they showing me? And then all of a sudden I went, oh, okay, New Mexico. Oh, okay. Well, that's one part of it. Well, first they said to you, look at you all juiced up with another energy field. They said the desert of forgetting is... The desert of forgetting is immense. They said high school happens for people. And that in itself is enough to discombobulate the energy field. That in itself is enough to discombobulate the energy field. They said a smooth energy field denotes. One's river with the divine. Being in the strength of current with the divine. Okay, well, this could be controversial, but the Kuntama have been known to be controversial before, so they might only be controversial, I'm not sure. But what they're saying is, because all of a sudden they were illuminating divine masculine. They're illuminating divine masculine, and they're saying the divine masculine hasn't truly arrived yet. It is the sacred feminine that makes way for the divine masculine. We think it's the other way around, but actually, according to the Kuntumbli, it is the sacred feminine that makes way for the divine masculine. We think it's the other way around. That's how we've been, maybe conditioned. What they're getting at here they're saying to women, or perhaps the feminine listening, is that the way they said it at first is you have to fight for your life. They said, we're not going to tiptoe around this. The feminine has to fight for her life. They said, look at the planet. Is that not true? Does the feminine not have to fight for her life? Like, look at it. Afghanistan, what's happening there? Iraq, what's happening there? The feminine currently has to fight for her life. They said to be shepherding an era of the divine feminine arriving from the stars. They said, make no mistake, that this hasn't really happened yet. It hasn't really happened yet. It hasn't, you know. Feminine studies would say something different. It hasn't actually happened yet. Feminine studies would maybe say something different. Goddess worship would maybe say something different. But they're saying it actually hasn't happened yet in modern times. It has happened. It hasn't happened in modern times. That's what they're saying. It has. Definitely, it's where we come from. It hasn't happened in modern times. And so what this boils down to is the feminine making pacts with beings of nature. They said it's sort of like the buddy system. That's why I laughed. They said it's sort of like the buddy system. It means we're feeling our way in the dark. And so you're traveling with somebody who has a flashlight. That somebody is a nature spirit. Helping you to find the path. That path happens to be your path. You will recognize your maternal birth song. They said that each and every spirit that comes into the world comes with a unique song.
Yeah.
Actually, each and every spirit that comes into the world comes with a unique song, just like I guess I've heard that no two whale songs are the same. Anyway, so each and every spirit that's coming in is coming in with a unique birth song. They said, basically, the nature spirits are helping you to remember your birth song. They said, for most of us, when we came into the world, it's like the record scratched. It's like, you know, went across the record player. Anyway, there's a whole thing about that, but we won't go into that. Essentially, they're helping us to remember our birth song. And once you remember your birth song, they're saying it's like you can hit your stride. You can hit your stride like, oh, right. You hit your stride. Because we hope this has been helpful.
So helpful. Thank you to the Kintombe. Thank you.
Hang on. But... Don't be a stranger.
Y'all come back.
Thanks, Kintombe. Thanks, Liv.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so true. All of that.
I would love to have them back on the show soon to talk about divine feminine and masculine, because I feel like... there's some really good stuff in there about what is that, because it's not just a man or a woman or that. It's like more of a energy from the genderless form, and maybe I mean, I don't know, that's what I would guess, but like that's something that I think we're learning the constructs of how to think about that as a people, or relearning. So that's super interesting. Cool.
Yeah, I feel you. Totally, I feel you on that.
And then I like what they said about stepping, like being the woman, being in the flow, that divine, I'm totally parsing their words, but yeah. All right. Well, we got to wrap it up here. And
I think it was hitting her stride.
Well, there was a little bit in there. It was great. I'll have to re-listen to it to get the exact words, but. I really resonate with it because it's like a woman's medicine is allowing herself to be in that divine flow is what I took it as to mean. But, you know, listeners, write in. Tell us what you thought.
Totally.
Yeah. But the remembering of our unique songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And the experience of walking in the dark. Yeah. I think anyone who's authentically following their path has that experience of feeling like they're in the dark.
Definitely.
And then who do we reach out to for guidance and help? Who do we trust? Who do we partner with? Mm. You know, who has the flashlight? So I just really appreciated them naming the elementals in terms of guides, helpers, and, you know, the keepers of the light, right?
Definitely. Yeah, the keepers of the light. Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the keepers of the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know we have to wrap up, but I just want to say if there's anyone listening who feels really called to move forward and deepen mm-hmm. the relationship to the elements, the elementals, wants to be held in a container that is really mm-hmm. designed to help you remember your song, mm-hmm. to bring that song more fully into the world. Both Liv and I would be thrilled to mm-hmm. hear from you. And for our Sacred Elemental Wisdom School, we are accepting deposits and we're interviewing and accepting applications and all those things, but mm-hmm. we're working to close that by May 15th. So mm-hmm. if you're feeling, you know, if your heart's saying yes, or something's moving inside of you, mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook at Sacred Elemental Wisdom. We have a page there. We also have a website, which is sacredelementalwisdom.org. And you can email us at support@sacredelementalwisdom. So find a way to reach out to us and reach out to mm-hmm. us, hear from you. We have an event happening on different events happening and circles happening as well that are free that we're just inviting our community into so they can experience the work mm-hmm. as well. So yeah, thank you for being with us during this time.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I can totally vouch for the space that you all create, because I've participated in some of these free council calls where it's wonderful. Even if you don't fully know if you're going to be able to join this round of this school or what, I definitely want to invite listeners to go just check out Liv and Kat and the Sacred Elemental mm-hmm. Wisdom School and just get connected, because you never know what kind of synchronicities might line up to allow mm-hmm. you to step forward. And when you take this first step to say, I want to claim this.
Yeah. And the last piece I'll say to, or I'll add to that as well, is that the school is, there's, you know, some kind of building blocks that we're creating. So there's the first year of training, and then there's a second year that it's helping to train women who are interested in facilitating ritual and ceremony. And, you know, both Kat and I, we have had over the years our private practices and also, you know, facilitating rituals and ceremonies in communities. So we're helping to train women in that way, but it will be necessary to go step one, step two, and then step three is apprenticing. So we're kind of welcoming women forward who are feeling very kind of ready to devote to the depths of their medicine and kind of diving in. And the women who have shown up so far, these, like, you know, beautiful souls, deep beings, and we're kind of basically going deep, you know, pretty deep together. Depths of our healing, the depths of, you know, kind of allowing our medicine to express itself, because as far as I've personally experienced, there's no end to that, to the articulation of our medicine.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well then, sacredelementalwisdom.org. Find them on Facebook, Sacred Elemental Wisdom. And you both are on on Instagram and everything. So I'll actually link to all of these in the show notes page.
Yeah.
And everyone can follow along.
Come along in the journey.
Well, thank you all so much for sharing this and for not only coming on the show today, but for taking the steps forward in the dark through the dark to get you to the place where you can now give forwards all that you have gained and learned and opened to and allow that to foster these connections and this healing and these amazing spaces for people to gather in ways that they might have been craving on deep levels but didn't know where to go to find them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us on your show.
And thank you, Kintomle.
Thank you, Kintomle. We love you.
Thank you so much.
All right, and that's a wrap. There you have it, listeners. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And I want to invite you to step into the vault of our secret episodes at dreamfreedombeauty.com/secret. And you'll gain instant access for free to the secret episodes that you can download. And when you download them, I've actually created them in a way that they all create their own album, so you can listen to them. You know, it's a little different. They'll be outside of your podcast app, but you can put them in your music app. And they're all organized under one artist in one album. And that way you can have them all. I know I like things organized, so I figured I'd do that for you. And if you would like to support the show and show some love with some dollar bills, you can go to patreon.com/dreamfreedombeauty. That's patreon.com/dreamfreedombeauty. And even a dollar a month support is amazing. And if you want to show some support without dollar bills, you can share an episode with a friend. Share something on Instagram about one of our episodes and how it has helped you or changed your life. And share something on Facebook. Just share, you know, like what we have. You know, we have money, but we also have all of this connection and community. And part of what inspires me to create this show is to give a voice and to give a space to the intuitives and healers and witches of the world who need and want a space to be seen and heard and just be who they are and to explore that and to explore what that means and to go more deeply into that. And so some of the most valuable things that we have are each other. And so for that, I'm grateful for all of you. And yeah, I'm just grateful for this amazing journey. I gotta throw some gratitude your way because this, you know, we're in a community together, and it's beyond my wildest dreams. So thank you. And until next week, I hope you have many amazing conversations with trees and clouds and the water and the wind and the sun and the stars and the earth and flowers. And, you know, feel free to get in touch with us at dreamfreedombeauty.com on our contact form and let us know, you know, what your experiences are like connecting with the nature spirits. We would love to hear that. And, oh my gosh, I almost forgot. Liv has been on the show a bunch of times. So if you really enjoyed Liv and this is your first time listening to her, then just go to dreamfreedombeauty.com and search for Liv, L-I-V, and her episodes will pop up. Okay, I think that's enough rambling for one episode now. I'm going to send you all on your way, and I'll see you next week.